Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Oh, are we going?
Okay.
She's not happy. She's got the creeps. Hello and welcome to...
And yet another thing.
This is the podcast where we talk about cultural moments, books, movies, other podcasts, TV shows. And
yes,
we discovered last week that Emma Doran has no grounding in any sort of teenage movie that she should have watched.
No.
So we've got a little bit of a project for the summer.
Yes.
We start with the 1980s classic Steel Magnolias.
Yes.
What a cast.
Okay, tell us the cast.
There are going to be spoilers in this, by the way.
We should do a warning
about that.
Well, nothing happens, so it doesn't fucking matter.
Steel Magnolias tells the story of Malin. What an incredibly southern name. Malin.
Yeah.
And her daughter Shelby. Shelby is a ride, but she's also a diabetic. Nowadays we probably don't think that that's a big deal, but in the 80s and 90s, there were an awful lot of like American after school specials. And I remember Home and Away had a special about diabetes. Grange Hill.
Yeah.
There was
a girl I remember vividly in Neighbours. Her name was Danny. I wanted to be her. She was tanned with short blonde hair.
Eliza Snuggart, the hair that I brought in to get my hair cut when I turned into a boy.
And she had diabetes and she had moved in with Lou Carpenter and her mom. I think they were in a relationship and they were moving the stuff and he found loads of bars in her bedside locker or something.
Yeah.
And he started having a go at her and she was like, "It's for my diabetes, my blood sugar." And I was like, "Ooh, she's got diabetes." It was the autism of its day.
There we go. Thank you. It was the autism of its day.
It really was, yeah.
You've got to win that one.
There was a big buzz about it.
Huge. So there's a whole film about it.
Yeah. I mean, now if I went around saying I had diabetes, I wouldn't get any PR off it. I'm like, I'm not being cynical about the whole thing, but go on. Tell us about this fucking film.
I'm not being cynical, but... of course, Malin and Shelby, they are surrounded by their merry gang of beauty shop queens led by Truvy, played by Dolly Parton. We've got Clary, who's Olympia Dukakis, and Nail, who's Daryl Hannah. And is it Easer, that's it, who is Shirley MacLaine. There are various other men in it who, you know, shoot at the sky, don't talk, reels and cheat on their wives. Real southern man. And... it's all about Shelby being in love at like the age of 19, getting married, wanting a baby and being told if you have this baby, it will put pressure on your diabetic body and you could die.
Dun, dun, dun.
Emma Doran, welcome to the world of Steel Magnolias. How are you feeling about it?
I only finished it there a couple of hours ago.
Etched in your brain.
So when I was watching it, I was like, oh yeah, this movie. I didn't know that's what it was called. And I have seen bits of it, mostly like the hair salon thing. Okay. I'll tell you what happened. So Shelby's younger brothers, we open on the day she's getting married and they're having like their reception in their house. You know, the way they're champagne glasses are broken and all. It's all kicking off in the gaff. And it's
and the father is blowing things up because he wants to get birds out of a tree.
Like, I don't know that much about shooting at birds, but I'm pretty sure one fire of the gun up into the sky would do it. Still about fucking 20. Anyway, so I'm kind of like, okay. Then when I see the brothers who are like 16 and 17, and they're playing basketball in the house, I was just like, will you pull the other one? There's not, like, and it's really like, you can actually, in a couple of moments in the movie, you can, there's a, like a delay. You know, like the millennial delay on Instagram when you go to do a story and you take a big pause before you say whatever you fucking want to say. You can actually see the pause where it's like, action. And then he starts dribbling around the basketball. And she's, the ma's giving out to them and stuff. And it's just like, it's so cliche. The only thing missing was the cap backwards. And I was like, oh, fuck's sake. The Daryl character, what's her name?
Anail.
Oh, which is all nervy and she has the glasses. I'm like, okay, can't wait for the makeover here when that comes. Dolly Parton. Like, Dolly just speaks in sayings.
Yeah,
she'll be as busy as a one-arm hanger or whatever the fuck she says. Oh, here we fucking go. They chop off Julia Roberts' hair. Why did they do that with every movie with her in the 80s? It was really like, she's going to die. Let's cut the hair. That's always what they did to her in movies all the time. Is the husband a bastard?
No, we didn't. The husband is a bastard.
But what do we... What? How is he a bastard?
Is a bastard.
It's just hinted at. Because it's basically all the husbands are bastards.
Because
basically.
It says, she says, I want a child of my own. I think it would help things a lot. And her mother goes, I see.
Yeah.
So Dylan McDermott, who plays her husband, what's his name?
Jackson. Yeah.
He's playing away. So she's been taken away.
Okay.
They live in Shreveport. What I love about this is that this movie... It is in the same universe as True Blood because it's Shreveport, Louisiana. So that's where they are.
Yes.
And I find that delicious that she lives it. Because when you think about the Southern Belle thing in True Blood, I'm like, okay, that's what they're doing here, except they have vampires and a lot of sex in the other one.
Yeah, that would have been good.
That a bit more vampires.
So you had seen it before, like the full thing in its entirety. This is what I'm intrigued for. Tell me how you remembered it. And then when you rewatched it, what your thoughts were. That's what I want to know.
I remember it being a love story between a mother and her daughter and the daughter and her husband. And it's all very lovely. But she's got this illness. I thought it was cancer.
Yeah.
And that she kept going with the baby. And then she collapses one day and dies.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the baby left of her. So she continues on in the world. And it's gorgeous. And her mother finds solace in the baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought it was. And I remember crying profusely. I think I was about 13 the last time I watched it.
Yeah.
And now I realise why I haven't watched it since. Because that's not what this film is.
It's shite.
I really think people need to rewatch this and realise this is bar going, my colours are blush and bashful. And doing their voices. You hate it, but I just like taking their voices off. This is not a good movie.
No.
Because it's just this sort of women control the world because they control their man. They are the women behind the man. It's like, what? She kills herself. Essentially, the doctors are like, come here to me.
Baby.
Don't have a baby.
Well, she wants the baby as well, but yeah.
Yeah.
To
have a baby. She essentially kills herself.
Yeah.
And this fella goes off and he's having affairs. And it's not what I thought it was. I was like, there's no need for you to be dead. There's absolutely no need for you to be dead. As a woman, now at my age, kind of going about the whole baby question and, you know, what you do.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it very differently from when I was 13 years old and this all-encompassing love. I'm like, you let your mom told you time and time again, you could die. And you didn't listen to her. So there we go.
What age is Sally Field in this? Because for a long time, she was like the southern mom. Y'all have to y'all. None of the dialogue, it's not needed. They could honestly go around going, wow, lord, y'all, and it would be the same movie.
You know, I assume that she was meant to be the same age that she is in it, right?
Yeah. 40s?
So this was released in 1989 and she's born in 1946. So she's like 43 in this movie. And she seemed like she was 68. Like she seemed a lot, and I'm no disparaging to people who are 68, going to be there myself very soon. She just seemed so old.
So
like
old.
You had a young child. Yeah. You had a child at a young age.
I'm a Shelby.
You've got a Shelby.
Yeah, Ella should be 2 years married now. And so I talk about it in the show that, like, say, our mother's generation, they got married much younger. They got married, they gave up the job because they legally have to. And then the next day they all went and got their hair cut in the mushroom style that they all had. It was like a thing, like, you better get an L1 haircut.
Oh, as soon as you had the baby, L1 haircut. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Sally has like the L1 haircut. Even like, do you ever see that stuff about the Golden Girls and what ages they actually were? But it was because they had the L1 bouffantes. So I think there was just a thing of they made women... Oh, like they didn't have the teenage, like back in the day, teenage fashion wasn't as, there wasn't any. You had child and woman, and then you just had older woman, and you became older woman as soon as you were kind of married with kids.
Yes.
Like even why did they chop off Julia Roberts' hair? What the fuck was that all about?
I think that's why I thought she had cancer when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because they do the...
But like she had to or something.
It's a terrible wig. Like yeah. It's such a bad wig. And you're kind of sitting there going, why is she doing this? Because clearly, when she gets pregnant, she says, I'm going to be very, very careful. No one's going to be hurt or inconvenienced. This is what she says to her mother, Malin.
Yeah.
And then Malin comes back with, least of all Jackson, I'm sure. So Jackson's a bastard. And they all just put up with it. And I'm like, well, Jackson isn't, he's going out with the girlies who have the long hair there, Julia.
Yeah.
Why have you gotten the haircut to become his mother? Because that's the role she's now stepped into. She's Malin. They age her immediately after she, it's like, oh, you're married now, you're pregnant, you'll have sex 3 more times and then you'll die.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then I was thinking, was this shortly after that then, did she play Tinkerbell in Hook?
She played Tinkerbell in Hook a good few years later.
Was it? And she had the short hair again, didn't she?
She did, yeah.
So that would have been around 94 or something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, she had Pretty Woman was after Steel Magnolias.
Okay.
1990, yeah. So the big, she was hitting big. Wait, like she was a teenager in this.
She actually was a teenager.
Yeah, when she was filming it, she would have been like 18, 19. Julia Roberts has looked the same her entire life. She walked out of the womb looking like a ridey 30-year-old.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. She is stunning. Just that her face, she is absolutely stunning. But even her face can't save this movie. And it's so... I'll be honest, once she croaked it, I was just like, I just fast forwarded just to, in case.
Did that not even
Did that not
even make you cry?
Not in the slightest.
Not in the, at all?
Nothing. Because you knew what was going to happen though.
I was very upset. I was kind of sitting there going, okay, get ready now. I was watching it last night real late. I was like, you are going to be crying. You're not going to be able to sleep now because you're going to be crying so much.
Did you cry?
Tear, and then I was done. I was like, you have built up this movie in your head way too much. Like way, way, way too much. And as you said, with Dolly Parton, she just speaks in metaphors. My favorite one was, time marches on and eventually you realize it's walking across your face. She just talks in metaphors, and her husband, who's played by Sam Shepard.
What's going on?
Pulitzer Prize winning playwright, Sam Shepard, who's the Wright Yvette from Baby Boom. What's his name in it? His name is Spud. His name is Spud in it. Sam Shepard just has to not pay attention to her for two scenes and then pay attention to her at the very end for 5 seconds. And then he got a paycheck. It's like, why is Sam Shepard in this? Tom Skerritt, who goes on to be Sally Field's husband in Brothers and Sisters in the TV series.
Yeah.
He's her husband in this. What's the point of him?
It's really strange.
I know it's meant to be about women, women's friendship, women's roles in life.
Sally's husband in it, he's like shooting the fucking birds and acting like, it's like he's on coke or something. He's just acting like a fucking maniac. And then they all are joking about the kidney transplant.
Yes.
Like, and they just keep pushing it, and he's getting quite upset about it because obviously his wife and his daughter are going to have major surgery. That's all fucking weird. Dolly's husband, he's just having cans, and then he just kind of says, oh, when your one died, like, that made me think, oh, what would I do if you died? Like, it's actually, I won't say it's one of the biggest pieces of bollocks I've ever seen, but it's definitely up there. And it's nearly 2 hours. I'll be totally honest with you. 45 minutes.
It's about a
fuck off
child getting married and being babied by her mother and then choosing to die.
To have a baby.
To have a baby. How is that romanticised? It's really weird what they were feeding and us when we were younger.
We never find out about her being a midwife.
Because she's treated as an invalid and an idiot for most of the movie. And they just kind of hang around the hair salon and beauty salon and nail salon. That I did like that it showed Shirley MacLaine getting her mustache waxed.
Yes.
I remember that from when I was younger. Because obviously the old tash was starting to come through when I was like 13.
Yeah, maybe back in the day that would have been like a big scene.
Yeah.
Like the fact that she was getting the tash waxed. You know what I mean? We would have kind of like, oh.
Yeah, and they talked about tampons. I was like, oh, okay. This is some good stuff here.
Yeah.
But then otherwise, it's just a pointless movie. And I would like to apologize for making you.
I think if you were coming to the end, no. I think if you were finishing off your second glass of wine from a bottle of wine, maybe watch it then.
No, really? I don't know. I don't think so. I just don't, I don't understand the world anymore. Everything that I thought was true is false. The world is upside down.
Yeah.
Is Boys on the Side going to be the shittest movie I've ever seen when I loved that movie as well? I don't understand world.
Yeah, it's difficult. Because remember I was saying to you, I watched Mermaids with Ella and I was like, oh, you're going to really enjoy this. And she was just like, this is terrible. She was like, that girl's 15 and he's in her 20s and they're up on a bell tower.
Winona Ryder with the older guy in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sexual abuse.
Yeah. And there was kind of something like kind of off about him.
Yeah, wasn't there a rapey scene? She kept on talking about him touching her boob.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I don't remember this being like this. I thought it was, I didn't remember it like that.
We just love the Shoop Shoop song.
Yeah, that's all if you wanna know, if he loves. And I was like, oh, Bob's real cute and all this, so cute. And Cher wears loads of cool outfits. And she's like, it's a rape scene. Happy Christmas! You at the start of the movie. I didn't know how, I couldn't remember how it ended. I don't think I'd actually seen the end. I could have like in the background. But I looked at Julia and I knew, I was like, that husband is either going to start beating her he's going to start beating her or she's going to die. It was absolutely shite though, wasn't it? And it's kind of, did you find it easy to find? I watched it on Sky.
You can also rent it from like YouTube and you can rent it from, there's a good few places that you can rent it. Because
there's a reason it's buried.
But so many people, when I said that we were doing this, was like, oh my God, I love Steel Magnolias. I just watched it 2 weeks ago. It's so good. It's so good.
Liars.
No. And now I'm afraid to watch any of my favourite movies.
I think they watched it when they had COVID and they had like a fever or something, because it's absolute muck. I like seeing Dolly. I like seeing Sally Field. Obviously, everyone always thought, like, if someone's going to play my mother in a movie, it's going to be Sally Field. And I like seeing Julia Roberts.
I like them all being together and thinking, oh, yeah, I bet you they had good fun when they didn't have to say these
words. There's actually a couple of times when you can see Shirley MacLaine and she breaks character. And there's one bit when she's in the mirror. I think it's when she has a bottle of Coke, right? And she burps. And somebody says something like, oh, how nice or whatever. And then there's another shot and you can see in the mirror and Shirley is laughing.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's funny. And then there's another bit at the, oh, I can't, is it at the funeral or something? And her and the owl one who bought the radio station.
Olympia Dukakis, Clary.
Names. They're pushing each other, or she's pushing her off the bench. And you can see by the way she's laughing, she's genuinely, you know what I mean? She's actually having a real like kind of laugh. So I'd say they did have fun.
So a lot of people did this movie to hang and be like, let's hang around together let's work together for 6 months and have a bit of crack.
Yes. You see, like, I'm grasping at straws to get entertainment out of her. I'm like, look at the extras. Look at the bits of Shirley in a fucking mirror in the distance.
That's because...
don't focus on the movie itself.
That's because they're your parts from all your life. No, look at me. I was an extra in that.
I remember I was that person.
I was amazing.
Oh, if you were an extra and you're senior and you're standing beside Julia Roberts, you'd be like,
And Pretty Woman came out after this. So then you would have been like, oh my God, wow. I stood beside Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
And the product placement for Coca-Cola is something else. Like Dolly Parton with the long nails holding Coca-Cola whenever she bloody can. Unbelievable.
I nearly bought a Coke today and I think that's what it is. And I haven't had Coke in ages.
Ladies and gentlemen, our colours are not blush and bashful. Steel Magnolias was not an enjoyable rewatch and I don't understand what my world is anymore.
I'm glad you didn't enjoy it, because if you had, I would have been like,
oh, the podcast would be over. We should be friends.
We should just take a step back.
And you know what? I would have supported you in that decision. But if you've got a suggestion,
I'd love to even hear some suggestions.
Emma actually looks at her DMs. I don't. So fair play to you.
I try.
I have been Marina O'Connell.
I've been Emma Joy.
And this was
And Yet Another Thing.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.